The first reading from the book of Deuteronomy today reminds us that before the chosen people enter the promised land, they have to make a promise to the Lord. A promise is much more than a contract or a set of law that we somehow sign just in case the other side fail to keep up the terms, the standards, the rules, the values, or whatever we have set for the other side. No, God was inviting his people toward a covenant toward himself, and that he had led them through the vindication, the victories against their enemies, and now they're entering into the land he had promised their forefathers. The recalling of his faithfulness to them, and he asked them to enter into a relationship, a covenant with him. And in order for us to enter into any relationship, there are certain rules and laws we need to follow. I hear a lot of people tell me, Father, how come the Catholic Church have so many rules and laws? And then why do we have to keep the Ten Commandments? Why do we have to do this and that? I often tell them, hey, think about this. When you love someone, what is the first thing you do not do? Number one, you don't cheat on them. Isn't that the first commandment? Second thing, you don't use their name at the curse word. Isn't that the second commandment? And on and on and on. So sometimes we look at these rules and laws and think like, oh, they become burdensome. But we forget that those rules and laws help us to love the Lord even more. And once we love the Lord more, then we follow those laws so we can love others. And this is what the book, the first reading reminds us that this great nation is truly a wise and intelligent people. Why? Because they have God at their God, the one who is faithful to them, the one who has loved them. Therefore, they need to pass on the memory as long as they shall live and teach their children and their children's children of God's faithfulness. This is why it's important for us too, which leads us toward the gospel reading where Jesus reminds us that he did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. Fulfilling the law for what? Again, much more than the letters of the law. Fulfilling the law in order to keep the covenant, to put the relationship with God first and allow that relationship to dictate, to guide, and to help us grow each and every day. It's not always easy, because we are distracted and we do not always like each other all the time. But yet, at the end of the day, we have to remind ourselves that it has always been God who called me to love him. It has always been God who called me to grow in love of others. It has always been God who given me the grace. So ask ourselves this, how can we find the strength and the grace in Christ Jesus to fulfill the law in a very personal way, not to burden ourselves with medial or small matters, but to really strengthen our heart, stretch our heart, deepen our heart, so that we can keep the law more with intentional, with personal, with self-giving love that we have first received from God himself.